Dan, Dan. Dan. You and the blind saucer, get up and dance. Hey, it's time to connect the dots. Yeah, it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Anderson. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. I like to call it Radio Free America because I can freely speak the truth here and unveil all the secret conspiracies and reveal truth on top of truth on top of truth and all the new information that's coming in. Full disclosure is on its way, but we got a long way to go still. Yeah, Halloween's on the horizon, coming down the road. If you happen to be riding around, the most interesting thing I've seen are the giant 12-foot-tall skeletons on people's yards. That's enough to scare any little kid just walking around. Giant skeletons, 12 feet tall. But so much for that. Hey, you heard about the violet flame? Well, I'll tell you later about that. Hey, you should be talking to your DNA. You know what DNA is? I can't say the fancy word. It's an abbreviation for a very long, long word. But I'm sure you heard about it. DNA, similar to the RNA or the tiny mRNA. They were playing around with the vaccines, and they're still trying to trick people into taking vaccines. And I'll say it now, and I'll say it again. I said it 100 times before, but I want to make sure everybody understands vaccines are illogical to begin with, and nobody can prove me wrong on that. But anyhow, hey, it's call-in radio show. Number's 888-627-6008. If you have something important to say, hey, this is your time. Radio Free America here. The call is call in and spill the beans. Tell the truth. You know, like I'm telling the truth. Everybody should be talking about, we need to start talking publicly about the coming event. This is the most glorious moment in time in the history of the universe. That's right, and it's happening right here on planet Earth. The event. No, it's not. It's not World Wrestling Federation cage match. No, it's not the Super Bowl. It's something a million times better than that. You know, it's kind of like a metamorphosis of humanity. It's a frequency raiser. It's something that has never really been done in the universe before. And we're here. If you only can stay alive for a couple more years, it has to happen. The cutoff date that I've come across is July 7, 2025. So it has to really happen before that. Hey, if it isn't, I don't know. Maybe people have been lying, but that's the date. It makes sense to me because we're so close now. For the past 10 years or more, demons have been removed from our world, or let's just say negative creatures like reptilians and Dracos and giant spiders called the Chimera. They've all been removed, finally. But they still, you know, we're still plagued by those earthling puppets, you know, like the banking system, the elite, the powerful ruling families that still have their hold on dangerous weapons that they're still trying to kill us with, yeah, because they've sold their souls. Not only to the devil, they've sold their soul to the anti-God creatures of the universe, of which will be coming to an end. You know how important this event is? This is why we have to, everybody needs to be talking about it, even if you don't know anything about it. Talk to your neighbor tomorrow and say, hey, have you heard about this thing called the event? And before you do that, you might want to go on the internet and look it up. And of course, the place to learn, the best site to learn the most information about the event and what has been done in the last 10 years to bring us up to where we are now is 2012portal.blogspot.com. Yeah, you can just Google that and you'll get it. And they're talking about, you know, we're almost ready to make it happen. But there's other things happening simultaneously that we should be talking about, too. We should be talking about our chakras. You know why we can't remember where we came from? You know, we think we came from out of our mother, and we did. But we all had a life before that. And we had to agree to have our memory erased. Well, we won't be able to reconnect our memory unless we reconnect our chakras. Plenty of information out there on the internet. You know, plenty of sources to get this information that our chakras were purposely disconnected by these evil anti-God creatures that came to Earth long, long time ago. And so, of course, at the event, that's why the event is such an important thing. If you haven't reconnected your chakras by that time, it'll probably be done for you at the event. And then you'll finally perceive whom you were before you came to Earth. It said we're all of an angelic human race. That's right. We're not low lives like they've tried to tell us. But we had to, you know, take a lower role by coming here because this is still a prison planet ruled by demons, you know, anti-God creatures and the puppets of anti-God creatures, you know, the elite families. Some of these elite families, they're hybrids. They're not totally human. Some of them are not even a bit of human. They're disguised in cloned bodies to look human. Most important movie you ever should ever think of watching. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, look it up. Download it. Even if you have to pay money for it, watch it. It's called They Live. You might be able to go to a store like Barnes & Noble. They might have it in stock. That's actually where I bought my copy. Of course, I had a shitty version I had taped off the TV before, but that's where I got my copy, They Live, 1988 movie. Of course, I saw it when it came out, but one of the most important science fiction movies ever made because it shows you, you know, it spills the beans on a lot of things that are going on really for real. And if you haven't watched it, you need to watch it to open up your mind a little. And then along with that, you got to get yourself a Magic Eye 3D book. I don't make any money off these things. I'm giving this information out as a public service. You can get that at a bookstore, probably like Barnes & Noble's. Magic Eye, or a 3D Magic Eye, or Magic Eye 3D book, where you look at pictures. They're all mosaics, and hidden behind the mosaics are hidden pictures. And you got to learn to train your eyes to shift to a kind of like a sideways gaze, soft gaze, they call it, and then you'll see the hidden picture. And once you see that, are successful with that, you realize that everything out there that we look at daily, there can be a hidden message behind it. And that's what an important point that movie, They Live. They Live, 1988 science fiction movie. You need to educate yourself on all this. You need to educate yourself about the chakras. We got the seven major chakras in our body. And only two of them are probably active in most people. Others have, as you start working with it, you'll reconnect more. But it's not an easy job, you know. And you got to spend a lot of time doing it, but you not got to look into that for yourself. There's plenty of techniques to help connect your chakras. And then as I hear the Galactic Confederation, our galactic brothers and sisters, the friendly ones, are working on our bodies at night to reconnect the chakras so we can connect with our oversoul, it's called, you know, and our oversoul exists at the 12th dimension. And I'll explain it again to you in case you never had an easy explanation. A dimension is a frequency zone. You know, the dimensions can all fit in the same space, the 12 dimensions. And then there's new things out there with 15 dimensions, but the 12 dimensions can all fit in the same space. They're just vibrating at different frequencies. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Most of the misinformation that we've been taught in school, they give you these little circles, they call them atoms, and they draw the nucleus and stuff. But it's a bad representation, because the electrons that run around an atom and every molecule, you know, every substance like hydrogen has one electron circling around the center point. And but that electron, you couldn't do it on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper to give you an accurate representation. An accurate representation of how far an electron was from the nucleus of the atom. If we call the Earth the nucleus, well, the orbit of the electrons would be out touching the sun somewhere, hundreds of millions of miles away. So there's so much space in between where an electron orbits and the nucleus of an atom. There's plenty of room for an infinite amount of dimensions to exist in there. We're only talking about 12. And it's all vibrational frequency parameter zones, you know, like 20,000 cycles per second to a million. Then the next one is maybe 10 million to a billion. And it goes up into the gazillions and beyond numbers that we don't have names for even when you're up in the 12th dimension. And that's how it works. The higher you go, the higher the vibrations get. And when you get past a certain level of vibration, you become invisible to those at the bottom. That's how it works. That's how people can disappear. That's how things can come in our world and disappear. You know, they say Bigfoot knows how to do it. And when you have all your chakras in place and learn the techniques, you can do that too. You can simply vibrate yourself faster and make yourself invisible. And we'll all be doing that in a good way after the event. Again, we're back to the event. This is the most important thing in everybody's life who's alive still and will still be alive within the next 2 years when it happens. And there's all kinds of factors. Nobody knows exactly when it's going to happen, but they told us this thing about the orbits of the planets. That's where the 225 day comes from. But do your own investigation. When is the event going to happen? And then we have all this other information to that confuses the situation, because there's so much information out there, it's easy to get confused. This person says, no, it's not going to happen. Then we got people with the future star dates for planet Earth, you know, 2900 or something like that. Then there's a 200, extra 200 years given to us and stuff. But the most recent stuff is on the portal, 2012 portal.blogspot.com. Check it out. And all kinds of good things are happening. bad things have happened in the past, but the stargates are now opening, and stargates are necessary for ascension to be opened. The new stargates are opening, and there's actually there's 12 natural stargates, and then there's 12 artificial stargates, and then there's the wormholes, too. But we don't want to go into wormholes, because that only takes us into the phantom universe, I hear, with the negative ETs. And well, there won't be any more phantom in, because that's what this we're in the middle of. It's called the final battle between good and evil, or the final battle between the low frequencies and the loving light. And it's going to be a final cap on it. I mean, I'm amazed myself, you would think, how could God, the real God, allow this to go on this long with all the suffering and wars and killing? And look what they're still trying to do right up to the end. They know that their days are numbered, and there they are playing around, creating more suffering and anguish over there in Palestine now. Of course, that's for the demons. The demons love suffering, you know. And the demons are, they haven't all been removed yet, I don't think. But who are the demons? Fallen angels, or any entity that doesn't have a body anymore, has a consciousness, and they follow us around. They're still bothering people, you know. So I know they're around still. But it's good to hear that all the reptilians, all the Draco reptile-type creatures, flying reptiles, Jersey Devil, if you know the story of the Jersey Devil, well, that's got to be a Draco creature, because that's what they look like. They kind of make, they have red eyes, and they fly, too. The Mothman, that was a Draco, too. And in science fiction, gives us a lot of clues about a lot of things. Hey, if you want protection, like I said, I mentioned before, the violet flame. Learn to call on the violet flame. You learn about things like this on the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Yeah, you can learn all these important things. You can learn about envisioning pillars of light coming down, breathing them in, and bringing out the light into your aura. You can do all these amazing things, but you got to teach yourself about that, you know. And you can find out about the density realms, you know, like the dimensions. You got your base 12 dimensions. Well, and they go in groups of threes, 1, 2, 3, first, second, and third, where we are in physical reality on Earth still. That's called density 1. And the next one is density 2, 4, 5, and 6 dimension. And that's where we're going, to the fifth dimension after the event, or at the event. We're all going to be brought up into that frequency range, you know, the fifth dimension. Now, there's talk about confusing information. There's information that, you know, there's more than one Earth, apparently. There's the Earth we know here in the physical realm, the first three dimensions. And we're not talking about the carpenter's dimensions, length, width, and height either. talking about frequency dimensions. And then in density 2, you got 4, 5, and 6 dimensions. And there used to be this Earth called Chara. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because I'm going to go to the moon. Yeah. Directly to the moon from Tara, no. Just to mention density 3, 7, 8, 9, there's Gaia. Some of you hear people talking about the Earth sometimes as Gaia. Well, yeah, there is an Earth known as Gaia existing in the 7th, 8th, and 9th dimensions. You know? So let's go back to density 2, 4, 5, and 6 dimensions. There was an Earth there called Tara, and it got, supposedly, this is the story I've come across, that it was destroyed by one of those negative factions like the Anunnaki or something like that. One of them, it doesn't matter who, but it was destroyed. And supposedly, the info out there, which I have, you know, I question everything, that there's this info out there that a part of Tara sailed down into our solar system and became our Earth. And then along with another destruction, and this is in several books, the Anunnaki in the Sumerian records about they were having battles with planets here when they came in with their 12th planet. And there was this planet, and planets do have consciousnesses, called Tiamat, which they battled and destroyed. And the Sumerian story says, well, Tia was finally destroyed by the Anunnaki, and part of it became Earth, and part of it became the moon. Okay? And then and the rest became the asteroid belt. And then there's another story about the planet called Maldek that existed between Mars and Jupiter. And that was destroyed in a battle, and that became the asteroid belt. And so we have these all these stories, and they're all a little different. So, like, you wonder who to believe. So here's the deal, and the people, there's so much new information. Everybody, well, not everybody, there's a lot of people with info coming out and saying, the Earth, the moon is an artificial sphere, you know? Now, there's other sources of information, like the fifth apocalyptic revelation to humanity that says, oh, the moon is not an artificial sphere, and that it was actually one of the planets in the early parts of the solar system. It circled the sun like a planet. Now, you know, I'm always trying to put all these things together. So maybe I thought, well, how can they all, they can't all be right, you know? And sure, there is this thing called architectural spheres, manufactured spheres. But when you got these stories about exploded planets and asteroids become the moon, and then there's this other thing about there's this circular object inside the asteroid belt, some other planet Ceres. Or C-E-R-E-S, however it's C-R-S or Sir-S, whatever, however you say it. Supposedly, it exists in the asteroid belt. Well, I mean, let's use a little common sense here. If a planet was destroyed, whether you want to call it Tiamat or Maldek, whatever you want to call it, that was blown up and became the asteroid belt, you're not going to get a perfect spherical object inside that explosion of rocks that are floating around. It's just not going to happen. No common sense to that whatsoever. So here we have people talking about there's a planet Ceres exists in the asteroid belt. So, I mean, the only way that could be possible is if that planet was moved there and positioned there. And that also could be an architectural sphere, totally manufactured. Then we have the thing about the blowing up of the Earth in the second density, dimensions 4, 5, and 6, called Tara. And part of that became part of the exploded planet became the Earth. And that's in contradiction to plenty of information from plenty of other sources. And, you know, it just doesn't even make any sense. Exploded planet coming out in a spherical form? No, it doesn't make any sense. But if we're trying to find some truth to all these stories, because maybe they got half the story right, but not connecting the pieces correctly, you know, So let's just say, how can we possibly see that an exploded planet from higher dimensions comes down into lower dimensions and turns spherical from exploded parts? Doesn't even make any sense. But perhaps there is some connection. If an exploded planet into pieces that resemble those pieces in the asteroid belt came down, came over to our section, orbital section, and the moon, the original moon, was still circling the sun just like the Earth, and a big asteroid sailed into that moon that was operating as a planet and knocked it closer to the Earth, where it was captured in the orbit of the Earth, and it became our moon. Now, that's a possibility that, you know, that could explain why we have such a big moon close to our planet, because actually it was planet-sized almost, and it was circling the sun originally, according to some information. And there's other information that said at one time the Earth and the moon were the same size. I mean, there's so many, but anyhow, that's an idea that asteroid, an exploding planet with asteroid parts, comes over to the moon, who's doing the circular path just like the Earth, and it gets bumps the moon closer to the Earth, and then it gets captured orbiting around us. Now, whether the moon you know, there's plenty of talk about bases on the moon, things dug out on the moon. Maybe a lot of the moon has been dug out. But it doesn't make any sense that, you know, who knows? Maybe it is an architectural sphere purposely placed there. But then that would have nothing to do with other Earth Gold Tower exploding, or Tiamat exploding, or Maldek exploding. So much for that. I mean, is that enough to drive you moon crazy? No, the moon is not made out of green cheese. You know? But we'll find out after the event. Again, that's why we all need to be talking about this thing called the event. Because it's going to happen within a couple of years. You know, I'm using my best judgment that it has to happen because I'm always connecting the dots. Hey, name the show here is Connect the Dots. And, hey, it is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. And recently I came across some information, we just changed the subject here, about this retired Judge Dale is posting all this information. He put together 92 pages. I read maybe 7 or 8 of them about a lot of reading. I don't really like reading, but I do it to stay informed. This retired Judge Dale gives a lot of important information about, you know, how we've been duped in America, lied to, how our government isn't what they claim they are, and important things that I've come across already in the document is like the Reconstruction Act of 1868. Yeah, look that up. 1933 bankruptcy and the beginning of use of script money, not backed up by gold or anything else. Maybe it was backed up by silver for a while. Who knows? There used to be silver certificates out there floating around the paper money. Yeah, it used to say silver certificate. Bearer that you could go to a bank with $100 and get 100 silver dollars when they were still circulating around. The big ones, not the the last ones minted were, I think, in 1933 or 34, shortly after this Bankrupt Act. But the bank still had them, and you could go and get silver dollars. And then look at the dates and go to a coin dealer and get whatever they were worth at the coin dealer and make some money easily. Those days are gone, pretty much. So that's some interesting information. Look, retired Judge Dale, you know, and look up the Reconstruction Act of 1868. It's a horror story. And, of course, we have, what else that was included that I came across in that? Yeah, the Virginia George Washington kind of stabbed us all in the back by the first president by changing the title of our United States of America into the Virginia colony, which was still owned somewhat by Europeans and bankers. My God. It's atrocious, you know. That's one of the beauties why everyone should look forward to the event, because after the event, what's going to happen? Not only is it going to be a metamorphosis, the most glorious moment ever in the history of the universe, all on a whole planet, but we're going to finally meet our galactic brothers and sisters. They will physically land, round up all the rest of the bad guys, the diehards that are still hanging out and trying to kill us. And finally, put the final nail in the coffin of the evil dark side, and it will never materialize in the universe again. The experiment has gone on way too long already, and it will be a glorious moment in the history of the universe, and you want to be alive to witness it firsthand and understand. We want to just forget about all this that happened here. Some of us had a lot of fun, like me, but we have to leave it behind because we need to move into the future where there is no evil, there is no negative frequencies, there is no hate, jealousy, anger, killing, suffering, none of that. And that's what the event is going to mark, the beginning of the new heavenly realm on Earth. And we will be a density 2 world then in the fifth dimension, and we'll all be vibrating faster. It said we're going to get a silicon-based body, a diamond-like body that will look human but will require less maintenance, and it's a model that can last forever, basically. And we can get to choose, to some extent, what we want our model to look like, so we can dump the old body. Doesn't that sound fantastic? Can get a new one, a younger one, and just keep it the way it is. I mean, is that heaven on earth or what? But it's coming. Again, that's why we need to start talking about it. The more of us that talk about it, the more of us desire it, we will help push it along faster. The more of us that connect our chakras, the more light we can bring into this world. There's all kinds of things that we can be doing. They're talking about, you know, hooking up with Cinnamonte stones. Again, the portal is the best place to find all this information now. Tachyon chambers, you know. And you can just do things for yourself. I mean, you go to Home Depot, buy some copper pipe, and fashion your corner points out yourself and make a 6-foot base pyramid or an 8-foot base pyramid and sleep under it. You'll be amazed at the effects. I tell people all the time, make a cardboard pyramid. It doesn't matter what you make a pyramid out of. It'll still work. You can make a small part cardboard pyramid just big enough to put a banana or two under, and you'll see the bananas don't go rotten. It's amazing. You know, bananas go rotten real fast. Well, you put them on a pyramid for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they're still eatable. The biggest thing you'll notice is that it'll be less sugary, less sweet. But it'll be eatable and still not rotten. Pyramids are amazing things. And when you make them out of precious metals, they're even more powerful. But a copper pipe frame pyramid, you'll get some results like that. And on the top, put a crystal pyramid on top. and try to measure angles correctly. You know, you might want to start by buying a simple, you know, $20, $40 crystal pyramid quartz crystal, clear preferably, for your apex on the pyramid. And then accordingly, follow the lines, measure the angle on the sides of that pyramid, and accordingly fix the copper tubing to mimic the angle of the pyramid, the quartz crystal pyramid you bought. And of course, you'll have to get some tools to fashion out the corner points, because they don't sell those things. So it'll require a little work, but when you start laying under that, you'll notice something happening. And of course, if you can make it out of more precious metals, or attach, buy a lot of crystals and shove them into copper tubing, it makes it stronger. And you're talking about, we're talking about quartz crystal, clear quartz crystal. You know, the crystals are probably more intelligent than us. You know, crystals, is at least here on Earth, is the one thing that can interact with every frequency in the universe. That's it. We can't do that as regular human beings. Even advanced human beings can't do that. But crystals have the ability to interact with every frequency in the universe. Awesome. They're awesome living stones. Yeah, and stones have life too, at least certainly the quartz crystals do. And the more of them you buy, the more you interact with them, put them on your body, you know, roll the crystal ball over your energy points, you'll see. You'll be getting some positive results. But you got to start somewhere. Buy your first crystal. Buy a crystal ball that you can, the right size you can rub between your two palms of your hands. That'll help warm it up, and then you can run it circularly around your chakra spot. So you got to do a little investigation on yourself. But what else while we're talking about that? There are so many other things that are happening all, you know, within the last 10 years. You know, there's new information out about the secret MJ-12 group, for you who don't know, something set up after the war. You know, again, a crooked President Truman, you know, set this thing up. They became rulers of the CIA, the FBI, and all those other three-letter groups that are all serving the dark side. And they kept everything secret, you know, with the, including things like the Roswell crash, you know, one of the biggest, most famous cover-ups of all times. And I don't know if they still exist anymore. Oh, they're all dead, I think. That's right. The original secret MJ-12 guys are all dead, but U.S. government got involved in all. I mean, U.S. government was corrupt already from back in the 1800s, and apparently even back in the late 1700s, it was getting corrupt. And just plenty of historical facts about that. But here's some obvious things. There's if you look at Washington, D.C., how it's set up, first of all, you ought to read my book, Connected Dots Theory. It explains the whole deal, that the setup of Washington, the obelisk in the center, and mind control device, the obelisk. Oh, yes. That's why they got one in the Vatican, too. Talk about the Vatican. You know, I still got to ask the question, how come no one has the guts to ask the Pope, what's with the antenna on your beanie, you know, your skull cap, whatever you want to call it? I noticed a few of the some recent pictures, I noticed a few of the cardinals also had these antennas on top of their beanies. You know, I don't know, is that a kill switch? If you mess up, you're in the Vatican. If you say something or do something wrong, or don't obey your devil master, bad conceivable group, we'll kill you on the spot. That's why we make you wear this antenna. You know? I can't think of any other reason why they have, but somebody needs to ask them publicly when all the news people around, just out of the blue. Hey, Mr. Pope, what's with the antenna coming out of your skull cap? Probably trying to avoid it. Wouldn't know how to answer it. Hey, and then we got, what else? Apparently, we'll jump up to some more recent historical information. Supposedly, the good guys are, the military of the good guys is run by the Ashtar Command, the forces that are surrounding our Earth now. Now, if you listen to information from the early 2000s, like even as late as 2010 probably, you hear that receiver of information from the Melchizedek Cloister Group, Ashiana Dean, she's talking that, Ashtar Command, bad guys. She says the Galactic Federation of bad guys, or at least the people that send her the information downloaded directly into her brain, that's what they're telling her. Well, the more recent information in connection with the Galactic Confederation, not Federation, Confederation is, and they're working with the Ashtar Command, so I guess Ashtar Command turned out to be a good guy. Decided to change, give up his evil ways, and they supposedly in 1999 evacuated 70 billion souls, I guess, that were caught in the net set up by the dark side, that they couldn't, after they died, they couldn't make it into the heavenly realms, the real heavenly realms. They were stuck to only one choice, to reincarnate or just hang out in the ethereal realms or astral realms. So apparently there was quite a bit of them that weren't able to ascend in a normal fashion because of the prison planet Earth had been turned into with an electronic net. All that stuff is taken down now. So if you were to die tomorrow, you could you'd probably wake up in the real heavenly realms and maybe discussing your life. Here's what you did while you were down on Earth. Because the gateways are open, basically. And of course, there is a problem if not enough of your DNA isn't connected, that you can't make it through the stargates for a normal ascension after death. And maybe that's... So anyhow, 70 billion souls were evacuated in 1999. And we'll have that fully explained after the event. I just have the brief statements that have come across the grapevine on that one. And of course, the other some stuff that we had, a new Archon. Archons are bad guys. Invasion back in 1996. But all that's been taken, all that has been stopped, ended. There are no more negative physical ETs on Earth. We still got invisible demons, and we still got negative creatures in clone bodies that are still causing us havoc, you know, looking to cause more war and suffering. Oh, now, this is this is Connected Dots Radio Show, Radio Free America, where we can talk about freeing America, and we have to free America. You know, we have to do it ourselves. We have to take command of the situations, you know. We might have to start with small towns and work our way up to the bigger cities. And taking command has to do with taking control of our local police departments. You know, if the police are not going to be on our side, they made themselves the enemy then. But we want to be free, and we don't want to be ruled over by tyrannical police or have to comply with corporate statutes that are not even laws. I mean, but we have to, that requires strategic physical actions. You know, I'm working on a big one now. Hey, I'm running for president again. I've done it before, but this time I'm asking all Democrats and Republicans, just write in my name. We can take command of the key position, the presidency, with a common man. I am a common man, and I am 1,000 times more intelligent than anybody in the Congress or any of the presidents ever walked the face of this earth, thousands of times smarter than them. Because, you know, I've grown up in this time after World War II, when I had the opportunity to learn things beyond any one lifetime from people before me. You know, being born after World War II, all these great things were there. It was TV, radio, unlimited TV, unlimited radio, movie houses, unlimited movies. And it just continued and continued. Then there was the internet. And the amount of information that I've been able to gather far exceeds anything that anybody in the recent past, and let's say the last 10,000 years, could possibly have accumulated. I mean, sure, these ETs hiding out in human bodies, some of them are from higher dimensions. They've seen a lot, they know a lot of the high-tech weapons, and they know a lot about the higher dimensions info they brought with us and science that they use for bad purposes. But they don't even come close to what I've learned in this one lifetime, which makes me the most qualified person to hold the most important title on the face of the earth right now, which is President of the United States. And if you want justice, if you want to get rid of the elite riding roughshod over us, you need to seriously think about doing the sensible thing of just write my name in. You know, it's one of the greatest things about America, that we have that opportunity, that just because I'm an American citizen, that that's all the qualifications I need to run for president of the United States. And running as a writing candidate, I don't have to do any paperwork. I don't have to jump through any hoops. And they won't be able to keep a tab on anything I do. And hi, is there a caller here?
Hello, Zeva. How are
Eva,
you?
Eva.
Mr. President.
Tell us, where are you calling from, Eva?
I'm Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Hey.
Yeah.
That's a very popular name. They got soft drinks. Yes,
it has. They do. We do. America,
okay. Eva, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to you, and when you said that I could call in, then I called in, of course. But I was listening to you, and you were talking about some of the archons that a lot of the negative beings and aliens and such are gone. And that a lot of the negative invisible demons are still here, and that I can vouch for that. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so can I. I know people that are still, they're being controlled mentally. You know?
Yes.
And they have no political importance or anything like that. So it has to be a demon. Some demon just finds somebody that they can mind control, and they follow them around, you know?
Yes, sad, they do, and they attach to them starting very young, too, yeah.
Oh, they yeah. Do. Oh, absolutely.
They consume. Yeah. They consume that negative energy, yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple of people are like that, you know? They just, unfortunately, it happened to them, and these people, you know, are pretty stuck with that situation unless they see an exorcist or something like that, which...
Yeah,
not too many people want to do that, you know.
They probably just need to find a way to raise their frequency, and then because these negative beings, they can't.
That's a good idea. You know?
They can't get beyond a certain point, and that's what they're been trying to do is, you know, hitchhike on our back, you know, to a higher, because they can't get beyond a certain point.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the power of suggestion is a powerful force, and these people get tricked into accepting their situation.
And they do.
Pretty much locks it in place, which is too bad, you know?
Any kind of negative entity that attaches itself to you and puts a reverse polarity on you where it's like, sucking energy from everything, you know, through you to it, you know, that's what they're doing. But they need to, I mean, they've disobeyed the universal law, you know, in the first place, because that's against someone's free will. They
of course.
Do, yeah.
That's why we call them demons.
Be punished.
Anti-God creatures. Or consciousness.
Punished.
Most of them don't have bodies. That's why they hook onto somebody with a body.
They are an endless pit. I call them that. They're flat black in my mind's eye. When I see them with my mind's eye, I've only seen them twice, but I know what I've seen. And they are flat. They're like an endless pit. That will never be filled.
Well, that's
it's hard to explain.
You know, interesting that you could see them.
That's with my mind's eye.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, of course, there's all kinds of demons, you know.
Yes, and there are.
There's demons that pretend to be Jesus and stuff like that, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, the only twice in my life have I ever seen such, you know, perceived such a thing, and they were both traumatic events. And I know what I saw, and I know it was real. And I've been kind of searching over the years to figure out what these specific things had names, but I'm thinking they're just demons. That's pretty much what.
There's a variety of possibilities. You know, like I said, I've seen many people that were definitely mind controlled or even being tormented by demons. They were screaming up into the sky like they were actually talking to someone.
Right, yes.
And apparently they could see what was ever tormenting them, but I couldn't see it. But I could see the actions and the sincerity of what was happening. And then there's other people that live pretty much a normal life, except that they're... the demon that's riding on their back continuously gets them in trouble by telling them to do things that's going to get them in trouble, you know?
Right. And if they've been there attached to their life for a very long time, then they quit hearing them, because at first it seems like they always hear them. But then when it's, you know, old news and they've been around a long time, and it's hard to explain, actually. They lock in some mechanism that ensures that it pulls energy from around them. And my brother said
that. Yeah, well, a demon could cause a person to create a negative situation, and then the demon can feed off the negative situation.
And they use me, because I have a large, I have a power, not a real powerhouse light, I'm not a powerhouse, but I have a lot of light, and I always have. And it's because it's family, because it is family, two of them, three now, but because it's family, I get concerned, and it's taken me a long time to realize, why is it that, because if I stay calm, the brother, you know, they don't come around, if I keep my cool. But when I get emotionally involved, because I'm concerned, then they hang around more, you know, because they're feeding this entity for that.
Yeah, right. You know, the confrontations, they love it.
Yeah, yeah. And, it's always my concern. You know, I'm concerned about them. And, you know, his brother will just sit there very calm because he feels he says it's a reverse polarity. It's like it's reverse. It's not like he can't shine his light.
Right. So you're saying that you're living amongst people that are possessed, huh?
Oh, I am. Yeah, I know I am. Yeah, it's taken me it's been that way my whole life. I just didn't realize it until as of late. I started realizing the truth. Yeah, and that's what it is. It's very clear now. I can see it very clearly. Yeah. And my father was very tormented. And that's when I saw the one.
Yeah, right. And demons traveling with family, you know?
And because of his kids were tormented, my brother and sister, they both have attachments. And, well, she's passed now. My brother's got one. Now my mom. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I got one. I don't know. I'm the one that they've come to and feast from. I'm the one they feed from.
They
come to me.
You can.
Because I don't own it.
Start learning about declaring your authority, you know, your sovereignty.
Right.
Also try learning about the violet flame. If you feel like they're coming after you or something, you can call for protection for the violet flame, and you just simply, you know, you say it out loud, or you can even think it and understand that the universe, when you call for the violet flame, the mechanisms will send you that violet flame, and what the violet flame can do when it comes around you for protection, it can transmute any negative thing into a higher vibration. Okay. That's powerful.
And I've saw that on the portal, the 2012 portal. I saw something about that. When I was 9, I think this thing was trying to attach, one of these things was trying to attach to me, but see, I reacted differently than my brother or sister. I felt like this feeling that this anxiety I was feeling, I felt like it wasn't mine. So I didn't own it. I didn't take it. You know what I mean? I didn't accept it. So I think that's the only thing, reason why I didn't get it, because I did not take, I didn't own it. You know, I didn't accept it within.
Sounds right.
I knew it was someone.
Listen,
I just knew it didn't belong to me. Yeah, it's time. Yeah, I gotta let you go.
Yeah, the show's coming to an end, so I gotta cut you up now. And if you Saturday at 3 or something like that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was working my soil over. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, and I gotta kind of end the show now.
All right, bye. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay, people, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown, and you get to listen to my song, Are You the Partying Kind? I am. Are you? The end of it, the guitar solo, 30 seconds, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We'll be right back.
just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here, took my stand without fear. It ain't clear to the